Tickets and all festival details, the website is acadianvillage.org.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Hello, you're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Jim Hall passed away December 10th, he was born in 1930 in Buffalo. He is part of the group of Charlie Christian, Django Reinhardt, Wes Montgomery, of guitarists who influenced people like just about everybody. John Scofield, John Frizzell, John Abercrombie, Mick Goodrick, but they all have a different kind of style, and even more, it's thinking outside the box, and it's more of concept, how you look at the neck, how you approach solos. He had a very, very long career, started in the mid-50s. He played with everybody from Ornette to Ella, Chico Hamilton, the Merv Griffin Show for a year, of course, Jimmy Jeffries, and we're not going to be able to get to everything. We're trying to get to some of these things that aren't so much standouts, but how he progressed, how he looked at things, his freestyle. We're going to hear St. Thomas from with Greg Osby and Steve Laspina on bass and Joey Barron on drums. This is from 2010, and St. Thomas was he's recorded it a few times, but I don't think he recorded it with his original employer, Sonny Rollins, who of course Jim Hall is on the bridge, that's a landmark album by Sonny Rollins, and he's of course in that. So, but I think the song had been recorded, was going to be recorded, but and there might have been. They sure played it a lot live, but we don't get to hear that. We're going to enjoy this version for sure, and this is from 2010, and not back in the 60s. Thank you.
very much. Great Ivy. How goes that to go? You've been playing for 3 weeks, right? Not bad. Steve for 2 weeks. Steve Rispina at the bass. Steve Rispina. Joey Barron. Drums. Thank you very much for Joey, for Steve, and for Joey.
Jim Hall from 2010. Pat Metheny says that Undercurrent with Bill Evans was his favorite record for 7 years, and that he felt it subtly altered the course of jazz forever. We're going to hear that next. And then after that, one of the influences of Jim Hall that's quite different is... a duo with John Abercrombie. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you. If you're listening in stereo, you're hearing Abercrombie on your right and Jim Hall on your left.
Thank you. From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And how fitting those nice little chimes, those Lenny Bro chimes and the guitar monster in jazz. John Abercrombie had recently played with Jim, even though he had just turned 83, he had no plans, it seems, for retiring, and the gig was last November. We're going to listen to one of his early dates, Chico Hamilton, with Buddy Collette, Fred Katz, and Carson Smith. The name of this tune is Freeform, and this is from the original Chico Hamilton live at Strollers. You listen to Passport to Modern Jazz. Back in the 50s. Thank you. Jim Hall talks about how his influence with Charlie Christian said it was an accumulation of things, pointing out some of his evolution. This is from Chip Stern Jazz Articles from Jim Hall, the Emperor of Cool. Jim Hall says, I heard Charlie Christian solo on Grand Slam, two choruses of the blues in F, and it was a spiritual awakening. Well, I've never had otherwise. It really changed my life. And I didn't even know for sure what he was doing, but it sounded so amazing, I wanted to be able to do that. And the great thing about it is that when I hear that now, I have the same direction, which is, gee, that sounds great. I wish I could do that. Passed away at 83. His last gig was November 23rd. It was Jim Hall, Modern Guitar, Scott Cooley, Lewis Nash, guests John Abercrombie and Peter Bernstein, two great guitarists. It was at the Allen Room, Jazz at the Lincoln Center. Thank you. We're listening to The Bridge, Sonny Rollins with Jim Hall on guitar. You listen to KRVS, Passport to Modern Jazz. From Sonny Rollins, The Bridge, Ben Riley, drums, Bob Cranshaw on bass, with Jim Hall on guitar, Sonny Rollins on sax, one of the first with help kind of define the pianist with a guitar, a big influence anyway. On to the next, Jim Hall was quite a composer, and we've been trying to do a few of these, we'll get to some more. This one is 1953 thesis. He had studied theory and harmony and played oboe and tried to and upright bass and piano and Cleveland Music School. And this sounds like something from there. He liked Tone Rose. He liked everything. He liked pedals, though you never heard them, and he didn't like it for him. You know, he was a pretty open musician, and so we'll listen to 1953 Thesis. This is live at Town Hall. musician's musician. And speaking of musician's musician, Jim Hall, my favorite, and I want to play my favorite cut now. Jim Hall from Across the City, Bemsha Swing, with Gil Goldstein keyboard, Steve Laspino on bass, and Terry Clark on drums. And we just heard from, this was from live at Town Hall that we just heard, his 1953 thesis with Deidre Lawrence, Don Thompson, Kermit Moore, Richard Hendrickson, Shem Gibbery, Steve Laspina, and Terry Clark. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. We're going to go out with this one. It's a great tune. Improvisation is great. Hear the way Jim Hall, everybody learned something. He was the best at developing a solo. It's from a few notes, just keep building.
This week on Local Produce Live at Cypress Lake Studios, a new video from Fofale. Petit dans la vie farouche, only on KRVS.org. KRVS, keeping South Louisiana music live.
Please join me for From the Shamrock Shore, an hour of Irish traditional music, Thursday at 8 p.m., right here on KRVS.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana.